KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 79. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, August 27th. News sponsored by Ralph Beard for Grady County Commissioner District 3, First National Bank and Trust in Central Oklahoma Home Health Care. It's going to be a hot one today and tomorrow as we forecast temperatures up around 100 today and tomorrow. Oklahomans, again, will be casting ballots, the story part of today's Cool News.
I am Jamie Beard, and I know the value of good business. Grady County government is thriving financially due to the outstanding leadership of our county commissioners, where Ralph Beard presently serves District 3. The county commissioner's position requires full disclosure, and Ralph Beard's accountability to the law and financial responsibilities meets the highest ethical standards. Re-elect Grady County Commissioner Ralph Beard to the District 3 position. Ralph Beard is the only candidate with the credentials to keep Grady County government strong.
August 28th, I would appreciate your vote, Ralph Beard.
Another day at the ballot box for Sooner State voters tomorrow, the primary runoff election to decide a number of candidates to represent their political parties in the general election in November. Dana Murphy looking to capture the Republican nomination for Lieutenant Governor. She was at the Grady County Fair over the weekend. She says she'll get to work right away, working with the new governor as well as handling the office's spending plan.
With that big $372,000 budget that the Lieutenant Governor has, I think it's going to be really important to hire the best kind of staff that you can. And really, you need to start right off the bat with forging and building good relationships with the new governor and legislators to start digging in and you know, planning to work on solving some of these issues. And then also, you know, it's about promoting and advocating for our state, but we need to make sure we're improving the product that we're trying to sell.
Murphy facing fellow Republican Matt Pinnell on the ballot tomorrow for Lieutenant Governor. Republicans have the most work to do in the election with the candidates for several state offices on the ballot. Grady County Republicans in District 1 will be selecting a county commissioner, incumbent Wendell Hardy facing Michael Walker. And Democrats in District 3 will also choose a county commissioner, as incumbent Ralph Beard is being challenged by Lee Dorman. Nenecaw School District voters will decide two special bond issues that add up to $550,000. They are for construction projects and transportation. A couple of Grady County deputies earned promotions from Sheriff Jim Weir. Philip McCarthy has been elevated to sergeant. He's worked in law enforcement off and on for 30 years, starting as an MP with the Army. He's been a federal police officer at Tinker Air Force Base and started with Grady County as a reserve officer back in 2010. Started full-time the following year. McCarthy, one of two canine handlers for the sheriff's office. And Deputy Rex Brown's been promoted to corporal. He's been in law enforcement for 35 years. Previously served as police chief in Hobart and has graduated from both the OSBI and FBI academies. He also holds advanced certification from CLEAT, nearly 3,000 hours of training. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3 bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A rare opportunity for Grady County residents is county commissioners will hold an auction of a number of properties in the county's possession. The treasurer's office will sell about 70 parcels of land Wednesday morning. The properties to be sold as is. Properties will be sold to the highest bidder with a bid starting at $50. Bidders will also be required to pay for advertising and deed expenses. Now, deeds to the property will be filed by the county clerk's office, then mailed to the winning bidders after the sale. Winning bidders will not receive a warranty deed or an abstract, just a county tax deed. Bidders asked to contact the treasurer's office today or tomorrow or by early Wednesday morning ahead of the sale time, which is 9 o'clock, and the sale will be held in courtroom number 1. A complete listing of the properties can be seen on the website oktaxrolls.com or by visiting the Grady County Treasurer's Office. He was twice detained and tortured, then forced to leave his home country of Syria. Kutaiba Idlibi will be speaking at USAO next month. He's the keynote speaker at the annual Abelson Religious Reconciliation Lecture. His topic, Stories of Revolution, religion, and pre-war Syria. Idlibi denied a bachelor's degree in Damascus, Syria, for his work as a citizen journalist. The program, September 11th, 7 p.m., in the USAO Ballroom, free and open to the public. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up 5% last week to $68.72 a barrel, and London-based Brent crude topped $75, nearly $76, at $75.82 at the start of the week. Natural gas off about 1% last week to $2.91 per million BTUs. Metals headed up week. Gold starts this week at $1,210, and silver at $14.85. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today and tomorrow. We are expecting highs in the upper 90s to around 100. And right now it's fair and 79 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Home health care is more than making sure your parents are taking their meds and doing what the doctor ordered. It's also about helping them be more independent and letting them stay in their own home instead of a long-term care facility. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is now serving the Grady and Caddo County area. It's locally owned and operated by Rhonda Wallace, who has provided home health services to the area for more than 15 years. The company is certified by the state of Oklahoma, and all home health aides are certified and undergo a background check. An aide can stay anywhere from 4 to 24 hours to help with meal preparation and planning, light housekeeping, help them run errands and go to the store, and even help with recreation and exercise. They're a private pay company and can accept Veterans Administration benefits and workers' comp insurance. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. Their priority is you.
In sports, a few high school football teams started their seasons last week, but the season begins in earnest this week. The Chickasha Fighting Chicks will open at home against the Marlow Outlaws. Game time Friday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll broadcast Fighting Chick football this year on our sister station, 106.1 The Ranch. The Blanchard Lions will be at home against Elgin. The game was supposed to be played at Elgin, but Elgin's still undergoing some stadium renovations. And Blanchard Lion football again this year here on Cool 105.5. They'll kick off at 7:30 Friday night at the Oscar Brooks Sports Complex. Chickasha-born PGA Tour golfer Robert Streb scores his first win of the year. Streb won the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship in Columbus, Ohio yesterday on the Web.com Tour. He defeated Peter Malnati on the first playoff hole yesterday. The win is Streb's first at a PGA Tour sanctioned event in 4 years and allows Streb to keep his PGA Tour card for next season. Streb, though born in Chickasha, graduated from Edmond North High School, then played collegiately at Kansas State. High school baseball yesterday, this is actually over the weekend, number 6 ranked Fletcher beat number 10 Stonewall 3-1 to win the Fletcher Wooden Bat Tournament. Lokiba Sickles edged out Amber Pocasset 9-8 in the third place game there. And number 11 Fort Cobb Broxton defeated number 4 Bing 8-0 to win the consolation championship at the Roth Tournament. In softball, unranked Fletcher defeated number 5 ranked Sorrel twice Saturday to win the Nintercall Tournament at the Chickasha Sports Complex. The if-necessary game between those two teams went down to the wire, with Fletcher scoring a 7-6 victory. Sorrel had won its first 12 games of the year before dropping the two contests to the Wildcats. USAO soccer teams both scoring road wins over top 10 ranked opponents Saturday night, as both Drover teams were on the road at the University of Mobile in Mobile, Alabama. The men got the only goal in the game in the 81st minute. Jack Bancroft lofted a free kick over a wall of Mobile defenders to win it 1-0. Mobile ranked number 6 in the country. The 20th-ranked Lady Drovers got a win in double overtime as they defeated number 9-ranked Mobile 2-1. Freshman Emma Rice scored the game winner on a PK. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by Central Oklahoma Home Health Care, First National Bank and Trust, and Ralph Beard for Grady County Commissioner District 3.